दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय शगुन चोपड़ा। Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the G7 summit at Kananaskis in Canada later this month. Mr. Modi yesterday received a call from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi congratulated Mr. Carney on his recent election victory and thanked him for the invitation to the G7 summit in Kananaskis. Mr. Modi added that India and Canada will work together with renewed vigour, guided by mutual respect and shared interests as vibrant democracies bound by deep people-to-people ties. The Prime Minister said that he looks forward to meeting the Canadian Prime Minister at the summit. The Group of Seven summit will be held at Kananaskis in the Canadian province of Alberta from 15th to 17th of this month. Talking to reporters in Ottawa, Prime Minister Carney said the G7 summit will focus on forging partnerships with emerging and developing nations. He said India should be at the table as the country is one of the largest economies in the world and plays a key role in global supply chains.
There are certain countries that should be at the table for those discussions, and in my capacity as G7 chair, in consultation with others, some others make those determinations. India, the fifth largest economy in the world, effectively the most populous country in the world, central to a number of those supply chains. I extended the invitation to Prime Minister Modi. He has accepted.
12 hardcore Naxalites carrying a collective reward of more than 1 crore rupees laid down their arms and surrendered before the security forces yesterday in the presence of Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis in Gadchiroli district of the state. Mr. Fadnavis visited remote Kavande village in the district located on the Maharashtra-Chhattisgarh border, becoming the first chief minister to enter this remote Naxal-affected region. During the visit, 12 dreaded ultras laid down their weapons and surrendered before the Gadchiroli district administration, police and security forces. India and Central Asian countries have expressed interest in joint exploration of rare earth and critical minerals. In the joint statement released following the fourth meeting of India-Central Asia Dialogue held in New Delhi yesterday under the chairship of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, the participating nations encouraged exchange of delegations to explore new areas of cooperation in critical minerals. Foreign Affairs Ministers of Kazakhstan, the Kyrgyz Republic, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan attended the meeting. French aerospace major Dassault Aviation and India's Tata Advanced Systems Limited have signed 4 agreements to jointly manufacture the fuselage of Rafale fighter aircraft in India that will mark production of the critical component for the first time outside France. It is a significant step forward in strengthening the country's aerospace manufacturing capabilities and supporting global supply chains. As per the deal, the first fuselage sections are expected to roll off the assembly line in 2028. Eid al-Zuha, the festival of sacrifice or Bakrid, is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The faithfuls are offering prayers in Eidgahs and mosques. In national capital Delhi, devotees have gathered in large numbers at the Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Mosque and Shahi Eidgah to offer prayers on the occasion. Meanwhile, President of the Islamic Centre of India, Maulana Khalid Rashid Farangi Mahli, issued a set of guidelines for the festival and urged the community to adhere to them in the spirit of harmony and discipline.
قربانی صرف ہمیشہ کی طرح انہی جانوروں پہ کی جائے جن پر کوئی قانونی بندش نہیں ہے اور قربانی کرتے وقت صاف صفائی اور ہائیجین اور کلینلینس کا ضرور خیال رکھا جائے قربانی کسی پبلک پلیس پہ نہ کی جائے بلکہ جو پہلے سے ڈیزگنیٹڈ اسپاٹس ہیں وہیں پر قربانی کی جائے قربانی کرتے وقت نہ کوئی فوٹو کھینچی جائے نہ کوئی ویڈیو بنایا جائے اور نہ سوشل میڈیا پر اپلوڈ کیا جائے.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over central Maharashtra, Marathwada, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. The IMD said rainfall activity over the northeast region is likely to continue for the next 7 days. In French Open tennis, top seed Aryna Sabalenka will lock horns with world number 2 Coco Gauff in the women's singles title clash this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.